KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
90 degrees, sunny skies, Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. It is your Tuesday. Our top local stories this hour. A major drug bust lifts hundreds of pounds of fentanyl off Reno streets. Coming up, who's under arrest and how the bust went down. Well, he was a leader of an organized phone scam going after the elderly. Unfortunately, he succeeded, but now a Washoe County jury says he's guilty. Directly ahead, what Anil Kumar did to earn a conviction. And we know about President Trump's visit to Las Vegas. We're learning more on the way where he'll be speaking. These stories and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA. PA Studios, and now with more, let's say good Tuesday afternoon to Jerry.
Good Tuesday afternoon by the Moody Blues to you as well, Greg Neft. Teresa Benitez Thompson, is she Nevada's mom-dami? Voting record seems to indicate such. Tree poisoning at Incline Village, couple of Douglas County Board agenda items going on right now. One's inspiring, one is woke. We'll tell you which is which. And local sports, Craig Swope is back. The hot weather is with us through the weekend. An update on all the fires this hour. It's the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Keystone CPA's noon news daily poll hasn't changed yet, but you're welcome to vote if you haven't already. Are you better off now, worse off, or about the same financially compared to a year ago? Back to you, Greg.
All right, thank you very much there, Jerry. And it is our top local story. Hundreds of pounds of fentanyl off the streets as Reno police arrest a big-time drug dealer from Stockton. 49-year-old Jimmy Parker was taken into custody last Wednesday at one Reno area casino.
Detectives conducted multiple controlled purchases of fentanyl directly from Parker. On July 29, 2026, detectives located Parker at a Reno area hotel and casino where he was taken into custody without incident. A female companion, identified as 32-year-old Sabrina Lucio, was also present at the time of the arrest.
Reno police officer Hunter Mercurio says authorities then searched Parker's home off Sinclair Street in Reno and came away with quite the haul.
472.59 grams, over 1 pound of fentanyl, 148 grams of methamphetamine, 536.29 grams of marijuana, 12.26 grams of cocaine.
Parker faces a number of charges, as does Lucio. Well, he ran a scam that targeted the elderly, and now a Washoe County jury has found him guilty.
Anil Kumar and Amit Banwala Singh conspired with multiple unknown individuals to steal nearly $500,000 from a 64-year-old woman through an elaborate phone scam. The defendants are members of a large fraud group that targets older and vulnerable citizens by using phone scams.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA says the victim received an Amazon scam text that started it all,
prompting her to call an unknown co-conspirator posing as a federal agent. The impersonator falsely claimed that the woman was under investigation for money laundering and told her that she must surrender her assets or risk losing all of her money. Under duress, the victim was manipulated into converting her assets and 401k into gold bars in Nevada.
And then Holcomb says the victim was forced to even deliver the gold to California. Kumar's sentencing is set for October. Banwala Singh was previously convicted of the same charges and sentenced to 35 years in prison. Well, the plea is not guilty in the case of the murder of Anna Scott. She's the Reno Sparks Tribal Colony member found inside a burning car off 580 4 years ago. Delcia Astor is the man accused of killing Scott, then dumping her lifeless body inside the trunk of that car and setting it on fire. Astor's attorney says that since the murder happened on tribal land, the court has no standing to bring charges. Astor and the other suspect, Joel Christie, are due back in court Thursday. Well, he was driving a stolen vehicle and with it led Reno police on a chase. This happened last Wednesday when police tried stopping 39-year-old Stanley Rogers. He wasn't having any of it and took off, ignoring stop signs, weaving through heavy traffic, and rolling the wrong way down a road. Police broke off the chase over safety concerns, but the RPD Raptor drone was able to follow Rogers and take him into custody. About 25 minutes later, he faces a long list of charges. KKFT Firewatch, we've got forward progress of the Diablo fire halted as it burns south of Reno. The flames have blackened at least 185 acres since the fires first broke out on Sunday night. It is now 30% contained. All evacuation warnings have been lifted. The Diablo fire is burning on BLM land near Pleasant Valley. Well, more now on President Trump's visit to Nevada.
Later tonight, Trump will head to Nevada. Tomorrow, he'll deliver remarks on the economy at Red Rock Casino in Las Vegas. The White House says Trump will use the trip to spotlight his economic accomplishments as he raises money for the Republican Party. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And I'm Greg Neft. FM News Talk Time, 1211. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Multiple attempts of tree poisoning were discovered at Burnt Cedar Beach. The Incline Village GID is working with environmental specialists to assess and mitigate the effects of the trees and surrounding soil. The district is also working with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office to investigate the poisonings and to announce that it is taking measures to prevent similar conduct. It makes me want to mention a nearly $40,000 solar trailer being stolen from a federally licensed transmitting site with the thief on camera and no follow-up whatsoever from the Washoe County Sheriff's Department, but that's more of a personal matter. There is no health threat to beachgoers, and the beach will remain open. More status on fires. The Gann Fire, midway between Sonora Pass and Jackson, southwest of U.S. 88, 2,100 acres, zero containment. Major progress made on the New Pass Fire, containment over 40% between Fallon and Austin, 34,000 acres. 40% containment now on the Quail Springs Fire in Lincoln County, and that's 13,000 acres. Mouse Meadow Fire, Nye County, zero containment, 38,000 acres. Ward Fire, south of Ely, 8,700 acres, zero containment. Air quality prognosis moderate for a couple of days. Welcome back to the smoke. Worse in Reno than it is down south into Douglas County, but it's there. And a fun night, Sheriff's Night out in Carson City tonight. Big crowd always turns out for it. It's at Mills Park, and it is annual for an up-close and personal contact with law enforcement and much more for young people and families in Carson City. FM News Talk Time, 1213.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
In Carson City on southbound 580 at Fairview Avenue, there is a broken down vehicle off to the side of the road. Not really creating much of an issue, just be careful as you pass by through that area. Otherwise, on the freeways, we are doing A-OK. No other collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit, except in construction zones where it's been lowered. Make sure you slow down for those. This look at your traffic brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet. You've heard, come see what they can do for you. How about tickets to the Lyon County Fair? No lines? Purchase your tickets today while supplies last at Wild West Chevrolet, home of the $99 diesel oil change. It's 87 degrees in Sparks End in Carson City, 85 in Wellington, 76 in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
After a week at a triple digits in Reno, we might not make that lofty mark today. Expected high 96 degrees under all this sunshine. North-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear sky tonight, taking us down to a low of 61 degrees. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit supports personalized service too, and a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. 8 o'clock tonight, Larry Elder on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
Who is poisoning the trees in Incline Village? I'm John Potter for the noon news. According to detectives, this has been going on since 2022. The investigation found new evidence 11 days ago when they were called over a strong odor coming from a big pine tree at Burnt Cedar Beach at Crystal Bay. Then over the weekend, more trees were discovered with a substance that had been poured around their base sometime on Saturday or before 5 a.m. Sunday. Previous cases had poison in holes drilled into the roots. Washoe County detectives are asking for tips. The Incline Village Improvement District is working with environmentalists to help the trees. They're also working with police to hold those responsible for attempting to destroy the trees accountable. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. If you are just joining us, the three big things that you need to know. Hundreds of pounds of fentanyl off Reno streets after 49-year-old drug dealer Jimmy Parker was arrested last week at one Reno casino. Number 2, she was shot, her lifeless body dumped in the trunk of a car that was set on fire off 584 years ago. Now a man accused in Anna Scott's murder has pled not guilty. And number 3, if you're feeling lucky, and who isn't, and you're up for the drive to Gold Ranch, Powerball is up to $786 million, and the drawing is tomorrow night. Good luck. It's our top national story. Michigan Democrats heading to the polls right now to choose a nominee for Senate in a closely watched primary race.
Haley Stevens' campaign says she needs to do well here in Detroit if she's going to have any chance at winning this race. But Abdul El-Sayed is feeling really confident about his chances. Today will also give us a sense of how a lot of these ideas are playing with swing state voters in the Midwest. Here's a taste of what some of those voters are saying.
I voted for Abdul El-Sayed. I really believe that our country needs a non-establishment type of person at this stage.
It gives me a lot of anxiety because I know Haley is the person for this job.
That anxiety over this race is shared by Democratic Party officials who will learn a lot from today's results about where the party's base is going into November and beyond.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, FMNews.com. It is 12:20. And as we continue right along here, moving right along, it's time right now for today's Tech Watch.
If you're
we're so self-important, so self-important. Everybody's going to save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. Save the trees, save the bees, save the
everybody's going to save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees.
Everybody's gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the
everybody's
whales.
Gonna save something now.
Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales.
And that was a follow-up to the story that I did, as well as John, about the trees in Incline Village. George Carlin there, another thing that if you can find it somewhere on YouTube or wherever to listen to, Albert Brooks doing a talk show and a caller calling in and asking, save the trees, save the whales. What are you going to build your house out of? Meat? At the Douglas County Commissioners meeting a few hours ago, the board was to consider new language, an access plan for county services. The board is considering adopting Douglas County's fiscal year 2026-2027 language access plan to comply with a new state law requiring counties to provide meaningful access to services for individuals with limited English proficiency. Instead of expecting those with limited English proficiency to learn English. The board also accepted a gift from the Nevada Association of Counties through the Charters of Freedom America 250 project, consisting of engraved stainless steel replicas of the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Civil Rights Amendment. The display will be used as a permanent educational resource for the public, with the board considering its future location at a later meeting. School starts back up in Carson City soon, and students will not be permitted to wear or use smart glasses or other wearable electronic communication devices while on school campuses or during school-sponsored activities. And this may include, but is not limited to, Google glasses, Meta, Ray-Ban glasses, or similar devices from any manufacturer. FM News Talk time is 12:23.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Again, the only thing we really have going on is a broken down vehicle on southbound 580 at Fairview. Looks like they're changing a tire from this angle. Otherwise, we are accident and incident free all over the freeways right now. Just watch out for a bunch of road work in Sparks. The Bering Lane is closed between Goldway and Stevenson for a bunch of repaving. This look at your traffic brought to you by Pro One Automotive since 1986. Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 86 in Reno, 88 in Dayton, 87 in Smith Valley, 76 in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Abundant sunshine today for sure. 96 degrees are expected high in Reno. North, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a clear sky down to 61 for a low. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Be careful to give no offense and keep cool under all circumstances. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Our technicians are standing by to keep your home or office cool under all circumstances. Our sales team always gives free estimates, so keep cool. Call 359-1985 for all your air conditioning needs. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet Store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet Store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And if you are just checking in, a wage structure could mean fewer goats clearing brush on the hillsides in some parts of the Sierra.
Goats are often used to eat vegetation before it grows into a fire hazard. A labor rule that was a temporary state law allowed goat herders to be paid under the same wage structure as sheep herders. That expired on July 1st. Goat grazing companies say this means they could face annual wage costs of about $240,000 per herder due to overtime requirements. Company owners warn the higher labor costs could force them to switch from goats to sheep or even shut down and sell their herds altogether. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Are you feeling up to a drive to Gold Ranch? It could be worth your while. There's still no Powerball jackpot winner. No one matched all six numbers in Monday night's drawing, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $786 million. The cash option on that is almost $342 million. The next drawing is Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night, and tickets are $2 each with the odds of hitting the jackpot roughly 1 in 292 million. I don't know about you, but I like those odds. Well, California and 22 other Democratic-led states are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to block the Trump administration's new limits on mail-in ballots. President Trump wants the federal government to take control of voting by mail through the U.S. Postal Service by requiring the creation of a series of lists of people eligible to vote. The states say it's too late in the election year to impose a new set of regulations for mail ballots. They warn it would lead to mistakes, including eligible and registered voters being told they are not on the federal government's approved list. The Supreme Court is expected to act within a few days. Midterm elections are now less than 3 months away. California has five of the nation's 20 best hospitals. The rankings were released Tuesday by U.S. News & World Report as part of its annual Best Hospitals Honor Roll. The list includes Cedars-Sinai, Stanford Healthcare, and three UC medical centers. The four honorees were also tied for the top spot as California's best regional hospital. Stanford was ranked number one hospital for cancer care in California, with Cedars coming in second. The ratings are part of U.S. News & World Report's 37th annual Best Hospitals Report. Well, all that smoke in the air, it's coming from someplace, and that someplace is Spokane. The suspect arrested in connection with the Old Trails fire in Spokane, Washington, was found with windproof matches and a lighter. Court documents show witnesses saw a suspicious man in a wooded area acting nervous when vehicles approached. 10 minutes later, smoke was seen rising from the area. Deputies stopped 37-year-old Aaron Farinacci about a mile away. He was previously investigated for arson twice in 2025. He was booked into the Spokane County Jail and held on a $1 million bond. He also previously was convicted of manslaughter for killing his father in Arizona. And again, you look at the skies right now in Reno, and that's where all that smoke, unfortunately, is coming from, I'm sorry to say. Well, in other news this hour, a man went missing while camping with his fiancée at Big Bear Lake is dead. 47-year-old Brian Schofield was found dead this morning. He was last seen late Sunday night at Yellow Post campsite number 33. Schofield's fiancée reported him missing shortly before 9 o'clock Monday morning after she woke up and was nowhere to be found. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says Schofield was found dead right near his campsite. Well, other news that we are following this hour, and where it is, it's time right now for today's To Your Health.
The World Health Organization is warning folks of the health risks associated with wildfire smoke. The smoke is made up of a mixture of gases and very small particles released when trees and vegetation burn. People exposed to wildfire smoke can experience coughing, eye and throat irritation, and headaches, with the smoke possibly leading to respiratory issues and making asthma worse. WHO officials say if you smell the smoke, then it's present. The organization recommends staying indoors. Don't use fans or air conditioners that draw air from the outside, and wear N95 masks if outside. An expert weighing in on how parents can help manage screen time for their children. Amanda Rumsey, a Clemson University professor who trains mental health counselors, says it's not an all or nothing approach.
It's not that the screen time itself is bad, but it's how to manage it when it's taking away from sleep, social interaction, and other things that are part of normal childhood development.
She advises parents to make sure screen time does not hurt a child's sleep. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:31.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Senate Judiciary Committee voting in favor of moving forward with the nomination of Todd Blanche to be the next U.S. Attorney General this morning. The committee voting right down party lines. 12 Republicans voting to approve of the nomination.
The ayes are 12, the nays are 10.
The nomination will be favorably reported.
So there you go. In Michigan, residents deciding who they want to advance to November's general election for an open seat in the Senate. Progressive Abdul El-Sayed is facing off against Michigan Representative Haley Stevens for the Democratic nomination. Or Michigan Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers criticizing both Democratic candidates as too radical.
The media spent a long time trying to separate the two as one is moderate and one is, as I've been saying, a special sauce of crazy. Well, guess what? They've just proven that they are both right out of the same mold.
America is listening to Fox News.
Well, 12:32 right here on the KKFT News and Noon. So glad you're with us here on this Tuesday. We have 91 degrees right now. Sunny skies, Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along. And if you are just checking in, it is our top local story. Hundreds of pounds of fentanyl off the streets as Reno police arrest a big-time drug dealer from Stockton. 49-year-old Jimmy Parker was taken into custody last Wednesday at one area casino.
Detectives conducted multiple controlled purchases of fentanyl directly from Parker. On July 29, 2026, detectives located Parker at a Reno area hotel and casino where he was taken into custody without incident. A female companion, identified as 32-year-old Sabrina Lucio, was also present at the time of the arrest.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says authorities then searched Parker's Reno home off Sinclair Street and came away with quite the haul.
472.59 grams, over 1 pound of fentanyl, 148 grams of methamphetamine, 536.29 grams of marijuana, 12.26 grams of cocaine.
And Mercurio says that Parker faces a number of charges. In other news, a new study found that just 1 month on a vegan diet, that means no milk or cheese, changed biological markers tied to inflammation and aging.
Researchers tracked 48 healthy adults and found people on the plant-based diet showed changes linked to a less inflammatory immune response, while those changes appeared within 4 weeks. The team also found signs of slower biological aging using certain DNA-based aging measurements. Scientists say the next step is larger and longer studies to see whether these molecular changes last and lead to measurable health benefits for people over time. I'm John Fink.
I'll keep on eating steak, thank you. FMNews.com. Time 12:34.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it?
Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
What makes Nissan Carson City different? I can tell you, but my people say it best.
That's the best part of the job, is helping people smile, people that can never get done, they could never get into a new car.
Just because they treated us so well. I mean, they really do treat us like family. They just make it easy.
You know, I've been around a long time. I've been in this business for about 30 years. I've worked for multiple dealerships, and I gotta say, this one here is just, it's like family. It's like I'm coming home.
Nissan Carson City.
Another hot afternoon in a series of hot afternoons. Temperatures going to be close to, but probably shy of 100 most places, but we will see a couple of 100-degree readings. Jerrington and Fallon will be the first to cross into triple digits. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
The biggest fire in Northern Nevada claims more land. I'm John Potter for the new news. It's east of Fallon and west of Austin. The New Pass fire is getting larger and pushing closer to Highway 50. It's been measured at 53 square miles, and now it's just 6 miles north of the Lincoln Highway, where the smoke is causing visibility issues. Crews are focusing on keeping it away from 50 and the power lines there, but it's very hot and the humidity gets down to 3% there. The fire is still 43% contained. Northwest of Cold Springs, the Elephant Fire is fully contained, but unburned fuel's still on fire in its interior for a week or so more. And we're getting haze here from the wildfires burning in Oregon and California drifting into Northern Nevada. Our air quality right now has moved into the moderate category, the AQI at 78. It's expected to be moderate again tomorrow. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tech stocks fueling Wall Street's rally Tuesday. Semiconductor stocks among the big winners, with Marvell, SanDisk, Micron, Intel, and AMD leading the way. AMD is set to release its quarterly results after today's closing bell. Marvell unveiling new AI products at the Future of Memory and Storage 2026 conference Tuesday. Shares of Palantir Technologies skyrocketing Tuesday. Deutsche Bank upgrading the stock to buy. The software giant reporting a 93% revenue growth in its earnings results yesterday. OpenAI agreeing to pay the Justice Department $3.2 million in a settlement over employee discrimination claims against U.S. workers. SpaceX releasing its first earnings report since its IPO after Tuesday's closing bell. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is, well, we're coming up on 12:38 here on this Tuesday afternoon. And we're very glad that you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosmer from Keystone CPAs joining us in studio for today's Moment and your money, because we'd like to help you get every little red cent out of it. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, Greg.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a beautiful day outside. Let's talk a little bit about things that are of interest to people who are currently listening to this various sundry program. I've heard reports that I guess a tax preparer in North Carolina had to pay up a lot of money because he didn't do such a very good job. That's, I guess, that goes back to choosing who you get to do your taxes, right?
Well, yeah, it does. But also, this one was actually a criminal investigation where a tax preparer was filing fraudulent returns. And very, very common where people are duped. We're like, hey, come in. I'll guarantee you, you know, a big refund, all these kind of things. And then they take a percentage of what they allege to save you. The problem is these are not licensed preparers. And they're not certified public accounts, not enrolled agents, not attorneys. So they're not regulated by the IRS. So they had to come down and shut them down criminally. So people are promising things that are too good to be true. Mm-hmm. They probably are.
That's the old adage, certainly. Let's talk a little bit about working families tax cuts. Now, this is a big deal. I believe this was part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, correct.
And there's a little bit new guidance from our good friends over at the IRS. What do they have to say?
Well, they're finally getting around to issuing regulations on this, Greg. This actually... One Big Beautiful Bill Act became effective July 4th, 2025. It's, you know, the cogs of government, Greg. Mm. It takes a minute, but they're issuing regulations now for employers now with how to treat overtime, how to treat tips on people's wages, withholding on all of the above, and also something near and dear to my own heart, changes regarding adoption credit.
So, sure.
Thank goodness, because last week I adopted 2 1-year-olds. So, you know, that's going to impact the Bosma household.
Grandfathered, and of course, let's talk a little bit. This is something near and dear to my heart because I've used them before, and I probably should not have. Tax calculators. They're free and available on the internet, and those times when it's like, oh my God, did I withhold enough? I went to the tax calculator, and it said I did, but then I got a nasty surprise come April. You're saying to steer clear of those, right?
Well, right. So, you know, make sure that – actually, this is true for any source of information. There's reputable firms. You go to keystone.cpa. You know, Ernst & Young, Deloitte, big firms. You know, they have compliance departments. They're not going to feed you a line of stuff that's not going to hold up. But people, basically what they're trying to do, Greg, is they're saying, hey, if you do this strategy, put in your information, and we will tell you how much money you're going to save. And it's basically duping you out of your cell phone number, out of your email address, and then they start hucking you these tax scams that don't work.
Oh boy.
So that's the problem, right? So it's like going, oh, it seems innocuous enough. Like, okay, well, hey, will this help me? And that they use that as a way in to scam unwary travelers.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. It's the old adage. I can guarantee you anything you want.
Yeah, as long as you'll pay for it.
Exactly. And the National Taxpayer Advocate offering, you know, hey, the Democrats and the Republicans, they do postmortems on their election seasons all the time. Now, the National Taxpayer Advocate, I guess, is doing a postmortem of sorts on the last filing season. What do they have to say?
They're saying actually it was a very healthy and good filing season, which is actually very good news for most taxpayers. They processed a goodly amount of tax returns, less problems. One thing I love about Taxpayer Advocate Service, or TAS, is that if you find yourself sideways with the IRS and things that don't make sense, hey, they owe me money. In fact, this just happened today. Okay. I had a client, we filed an amended return for them that will save them $1 million. So they owe $1 million, but they're like, no, the prior preparer filed it incorrectly. We amended it. Well, now we just got a hate mail from the Internal Revenue Service saying, we're going to take your passport because you owe this money. And they're like, well, hold on, what's going on? They're taking 6 months to process this amended return. So that's where the Taxpayer Advocate Services, with our assistance, will go in and say, hey, slow your roll, IRS. You've had this for a long time. You know, this is on you, not the taxpayer. Leave his passport alone.
And that certainly is some good news. It's good that the National Taxpayer Advocate actually does exist. You know, did you see Spider-Man this weekend?
I did not.
Did your kids see Spider-Man?
Sorry, we're no.
Okay.
We lead a pretty sheltered life.
Well, it's okay, but you were one of the few, because apparently movies going to the theaters are back right now. I wanted to get your take on this. Spider-Man Brand New Day ranked in $46 million in its fourth day. This is Monday. Nobody goes to the movies on Monday, but it's on its way to passing the $1 billion mark, and everybody's saying going back to the theaters is once again in vogue because they want that shared experience of it. Are you bullish on theater stocks? Are you bullish on theater companies and the studios?
Well, actually, it's interesting. Theaters as a genre in general, if you look at the detail behind the theaters, there's this emerging class of theaters that where you go eat your dinner at a theater. Mm-hmm. You go have a drink or a cocktail, watch a movie at the same time.
Sure.
So they're doing truly family style seating, have a full menu out front, and they and if you look at the demographics, those are 10 times what a normal theater will do in revenue. because that's where people, you know, you want to go have some greasy popcorn that costs way too much. I'm going to go, and what these restaurants are finding, I can charge a normal price for a meal and have all these people attracted to that and watch the movie at the same time. The movie's a lost leader. The movie's free.
Sure.
It's a no-brainer. So that's really outstripping the movie theater in general.
But is there real butter on the popcorn, Mike? Is there real butter on the popcorn?
Is there any such thing as real butter anymore?
I hope so.
You know, I think the only hope is that if you get buttered popcorn, that you can take your empty bucket back and try and convince them that that also qualifies for the kettle corn. But my last experience, that was no bueno.
or you could just bring some Land O'Lakes along.
There you go.
FM News Talk Time, 12:45. Mike Bosma wants to help you out. Keystone CPA, 775-786-4900 for a free one-hour consultation. Mike, we'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Okay, back over to Jerry.
FM News Talk Time is 12:45. Thank you. From the Nevada Globe, meet Nevada's Nevada's mom, Donnie, Teresa Benitez Thompson. She backed pronoun rules, all gender bathrooms, microaggression surveys, LGBTQ business preferences, and insurance rules covering gender transition care. Democrat Teresa Benitez Thompson spent 12 years compiling a legislative record that reads like a Silver State version of the DSA playbook. Pronoun requirements, all gender restroom rules, government DEI surveys, LGBTQ business preferences, gender identity curriculum, and insurance protections covering gender transition procedures. Benita Thompson, a former Nevada Assembly Majority member, is now the Democrat nominee for Nevada's open 2nd Congressional District. She will be running against Republican and retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo in November. The winner will replace Mark Amodi. I did say Amodi. $10 for a permit arguably isn't a lot, but it and many other fees charged by the Forest Service in the Tahoe National Forest are on their way to doubling. Camping permits for one and a $10 per vehicle fee at some trailheads. And some input, John Scherchel, with a question, a listener of 92.3 KSVL, says, "Hello, KSVL. My question is, who approved the design authorizing the entrance and exit ramps for Norway Avenue on the east side of USA Parkway? What was done is a reduction from two lanes to one lane, allowing the on-off ramps to occupy a full lane. To me, this represents the taking of public property by a private entity. Is this legal? If so, who authorized this? Thank you, John." You can text the Noon News at 775-884-9910, or you can talk to us or shout with the shout-out feature with our free app for your phone, free at the App Store. Traffic and weather. Up next, it's 1248.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your Noon News.
The only thing we have that's even close to a problem right now is some debris in the road on northbound 580 at DeMonte Ranch Parkway. It looks from here like somebody used to own a beautiful dinette table. Now they have a pile of kindling. Otherwise, no problems on the roads to tell you about, but I do want to make sure you know that traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Urington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC, premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville, Double A Auto Urington. Taking a look at our Nevada temperatures, they're with 85 in Verde. It is 87 in Minden, 86 in Urington, and 75 at Zephyr Cove. Let's take a look at your weather.
After a week at a triple digits in Reno, we might not make that lofty mark today. Expected high 96 degrees under all this sunshine. North-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear sky tonight, taking us down to a low of 61 degrees. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports, personalized service too, and a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. 8 o'clock tonight, Larry Elder on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Here's some good news for Northern Nevada job seekers. Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry, is expanding its workforce in Carson City. Open positions include quality inspectors, metalworkers, welders, and electronic technicians. With some of the area's best wages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits beginning on day one, there's never been a better time to apply. Watch for the next job fair, or you can apply today at chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
Tired of wasting money on fryer oil? With Filt-A-Fry, you can extend oil life by up to 50%. Our trained technicians provide on-site microfiltration that removes 99% of carbon buildup, improves food quality, and takes messy oil changes off your staff's plate. That means lower oil costs, fewer burns, spills, less staff burnout, and a safer kitchen overall. Schedule a free demo today and see why Filt-A-Fry makes kitchens faster, greener, safer, and cleaner. Visit filtanv.com.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The Justice Department is dropping charges against three more people accused of vandalizing the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pole.
This comes days after dismissing a similar case against Olympic canoeist David Hearn. Prosecutors now say the damage was caused by contractors during the pool's renovation, reversing earlier claims that the defendants were responsible. The decision has sparked criticism from President Trump, who insisted the damage was a result of vandalism and questioned why the cases were dropped. Defense attorneys say their clients suffered significant personal and professional consequences, while the Justice Department has not commented further on the dismissals. I'm Wendy Swanson.
FM News Talk Time, 1253.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
As school calendars begin in early August now, training camps have to factor hot weather. So the workouts move indoors for the most part. High school football players have started training, and the Wolfpack camp opens tomorrow. Aces will try to rebound from the worst week of the season last week. Reno lost 5 of 6 at Round Rock. 5 night games, a Sunday matinee on the schedule this week at home with El Paso in town. The Chihuahuas are under the Padres umbrella. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit.
In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Ready to break free from boring family routines? Don't settle for another ordinary vacation. At Spellbinding Travels, family vacations are their absolute passion. No generic packages here. Every single journey is custom built and tailored for each client. From toddler-friendly resorts to teen-approved adventures, they go further to uncover extraordinary experiences, keeping everyone excited and bringing families together. Stop waiting and start packing. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com right now and ignite your next epic family adventure.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Summer jobs are ramping up fast. Before your next project begins, make sure your tools are ready for the workload ahead. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply provides expert repair services for contractor tools and equipment, helping you minimize downtime and keep your crews moving efficiently from one job to the next. Our experienced factory-trained mechanics are here to help. Call 775-241-9494. Wharton Hardware and Supply, your headquarters for equipment service and repair. 241-9494.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
Two deaths, both in Michigan, are now linked to the cyclist psoriasis outbreak that sickened people in 45 states.
Michigan's health department writing that both of the deceased, quote, had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclist psoriasis and dehydration.
And that is NBC's Ann Thompson, who says the cases are growing.
So far this summer, there have been more than 6,700 lab-confirmed cases of cyclist psoriasis by the CDC. The agency also saying it's aware of an additional 11,500 unconfirmed cases.
FM News Talk time, 12:58. Now back to Jerry.
I sure for the life of me cannot figure out why a magnificent learning device like a cell phone or a tablet for a student wouldn't be just a wonderful tool to have for a serious student.
Well, that's a good question. I think the primary thing is the glasses, because picture yourself being a teenage boy with hormones racing and a pair of Meta glasses. You might wear them or do something with them that you should not do. So that's the reason why the Carson City School District is banning those. 202-224-3121. That's the White House switchboard. You can call. They're very helpful. This is from Wayne, who sent this in. 202-224-3121. Some votes coming up. You should voice your opinion to our... Watch what you say, Jerry. Our two senators from the state of Nevada, and suggest how they vote on the Save America Act, Todd Blanch, or whatever else you'd like to. 202-224-3121. Have a great warm afternoon. Stay cool. We'll see you here tomorrow for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.